Now, you know, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Since I backed into show business, I have been making above average means. And I never did know how some of the more affluent folks lived. Well, not too long ago, I was invited to do a show for some rich folks at a world-famous resort hotel. Whoo, I got there a day early. Them yachts was tied up in the harbor. Oh! The bellman done met me in a tall hat and had on a clawhammer tail coat. Got my bags and helped me up to my suite, up to my room. I walked in the room, there was some German imported chocolates on a silver tray for Mr. Clower's benefit. They hung up my clothes and put my suitcase up, and man, I'm getting ready to get comfortable because Nebraska and Alabama are gonna be playing football on television that afternoon. Oh, I got there a half a day early where I wouldn't miss it. And as I went to tip the bellman and handed him the money, I said, "Sir, where is the television at in this room?" "Oh, sir, we don't have television at this world-famous resort hotel." I said, "What?" I said, "Man, they got television at them $8.88 a night." Said, "Oh, sir, but you don't understand. Our guests come here not to be disturbed by television." I said, "Well, I hope they got sense enough to turn it off if they don't want to watch it." I said, "I'm going to see Nebraska and Alabama play. And you rich folks, I done fell out with y'all already." He said, "Well, the TV room is down close to the lobby." Now, folks, I had to dress, and what I was wanting to do is put on my loose-fitting pajamas. Oh, and fix it where my belly could flop around. Rear back and fix it where that air conditioning unit could blow up this pajama leg and go down that one. And watch Bear Bryant's boys whoop up on Nebraska. But I had to dress and go down in the lobby to watch your dad blame football game. And while I'm down there watching it, it's in the third quarter and it's tied up. In walk four high society women, got them little fancy frizzled britches on. Had on a cute little cap. Each one of them had a tennis racket. And they come walking in and said, "Oh, sir, we're going to switch the television." I said, "Ma'am." Said, "Oh, yes, the Slim Jim tournament is on the other station." Now, some kind of slim was in that. I remember that distinctly. "Ooh, so I think it was somebody named Virginia what was in the slim tournament." "Well, as I remember," she said. "Oh." And I said, "Ladies, I love everybody. But y'all are fixing to read in the morning paper. Big headlines, all the way across the page, Grand Ole Opry star and born again Southern Baptist whoops four women at the rich hotel."